All right, welcome everyone to the March 9th, 2021 meeting of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. If you would all please join me for a flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And Miss Karina, our trusted clerk, how about a roll call?
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out how to get the flag off.
I never saw the flag.
Did Annette come up?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Roll call. Commissioner LeConte?
Present.
Commissioner Jensen?
Present.
Commissioner Perez?
Present.
Commissioner and Chair McCain?
Present.
Commissioner Wheatball?
Present.
Commissioner Amber?
Here.
And Commissioner Olson?
Present.
All right. Thank you so much. So our next order of business is to approve the minutes from our last meeting on February 9th, 2021. Commissioners, have you had a chance to review those? And if so, I would entertain a motion from the floor to accept them.
Chairman McCain, this is Commissioner Olson. I would like to make a motion to accept the meeting minutes for February 9th, 2021.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Olson. Can we have a second?
Commissioner LeConte, I second it.
Thank you, Commissioner LeConte. It's been moved and seconded to approve the February 9th, 2021 meeting minutes. All those in favor signify A or nay. All those in favor?
Yay.
A. Any nays?
Are we changing it back?
I'm sorry?
Are we changing it back to, remember we switched it up to, this is my name, this is my vote?
Well, that was a recommendation. I didn't know that we had formally adopted that.
Okay,
at the Planning Commission level. Yeah, I love that recommendation. We're going to get to that, Commissioner Olson. So the affirmative has it. So we will go ahead and accept the meeting minutes of the February 9th, 2021 meeting. At this point in time, we'd entertain any public comments from the audience or anyone listening in. If you'd like to discuss anything with the Planning Commission, please feel free to do so. We only ask that you state your name and your city for the record. Is there anyone wishing to address the Planning Commission at this time? Hearing none and seeing none, we'll move to the next order of business. The next order of business is the election of officers for the Planning Commission this next year's term. I appreciate your patience with the process carried over from our last meeting. So the way that this is going to be done tonight is we're going to take nominations for the chair first. You can state your name for the record and the nomination that you'd like to put forward. We can take more than one nomination for the position of the chair, which is first. You can also nominate yourself if you'd like. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor to nominations. So would anyone like to make to be nominated for or make a nomination for the position of the chair?
Commissioner Jensen, I would like to nominate Commissioner Olson.
All right, perfect. Commissioner Olson, we have to ask you that if indeed you were selected as chair, would you consent to the nomination?
I would consent to it.
You would consent? Okay, great. All right, so we would like to know, are there any other nominations for the position of the chair?
Commissioner McCain, I would like to nominate Commissioner McCain to the position of the chair.
Thank you. I would not like to give my consent for that position this year, only because this is my last year on the Planning Commission. And I really think it would be apropos for someone else to take a leadership position since this will be my last year. So if it's all right, I would like to decline that nomination, though I appreciate it. Thank you, Commissioner Olson. Is there any, would there be any other nominations that any of the commissioners would like to make for the position of chair for next year? All right, so hearing no other nominations, I'm going to declare that the nominations now are closed. May I have a second motion to nominate John Olson as the new chairperson of the Black Diamond Planning Commission?
This is Dave, I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Amber. Is there any discussion?
Are we all going to have our hair styled like that?
It will not be mandatory, but it's a good recommendation.
Oh, no.
I would just like to say that I think Commissioner Olson would be a great chairperson, and I would look forward to his expertise in both Robert's Rules of Order, and I really will appreciate the fact that you're stepping up to that position. I think it's a great idea. So all of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there anybody in opposition? All right, hearing none, the motion carries. Commissioner Olson, you will be the new chairperson of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. Thank you so much for stepping up.
Well, and thank you, and I hope to fill the shoes. You've made some pretty big ones, so I really appreciate your leadership over the last several years.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. All right, so we're going to move to our second nomination, and that's for the position of vice chair. So would anyone, if you'd like to, we're going to open the floor to the nominations for vice chair. If you please state your name for the record and your nomination, we will consider those now. Well, I will make a go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just gonna, if there's no other nominations, I'll nominate myself for it.
Okay, Commissioner Amber. And that's perfectly appropriate. I do think that, that's a great idea. I would like to consider the fact that I would nominate myself, Chairman McCain, and I would like to nominate myself for the position of vice chair. All right, would there be any other nominations? Commissioner Amber, if selected, would you consent to the nomination?
Yes.
Great. And the same for me. Yes, I would consent to the nomination. So since there are two nominations for this position, we're going to take a vote on each nomination. What we'll do is then we'll decide who has the majority of the votes. And I think we'll Karina, can you please do a roll call vote?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first we're going to vote on the nomination of Commissioner Amber. All those in favor of Commissioner Amber, we'll go ahead and Karina will go through the roll call and yay or nay.
Okay. Commissioner LeConte.
Yay.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes. And Commissioner Jensen?
Nay.
Commissioner Perez?
Yay.
That was a yay.
Correct.
Okay. Commissioner McCain?
Nay.
Commissioner Wheatfall?
Yes.
Commissioner Amber?
Yes.
Commissioner Olson?
Commissioner Mr. Olson is on mute.
He's on mute.
Oh. Oops, sorry. It was a nay.
Okay.
All right. Our consensus for tonight's meeting is 7 commissioners, correct, Karina?
Yes.
All right. So we have 4 votes in the affirmative for Commissioner Amber. Next, we'll move to the nomination of Pam McCain. Is there any discussion? All those in favor? Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. All those in favor signify a yes, or a yay, or a nay. And we'll go ahead and have Karina do the roll call vote.
Okay. Commissioner LeConte?
Okay.
That was a nay?
Yes.
Commissioner Jensen, can we do yes or no? It's easier to tell the difference.
It is, definitely.
Yes, of course. All right, so we'll start that again. All those in favor, yes or no, for the nomination of Pam McCain as vice chair. We'll have Karina do the roll call. Karina, go ahead, let's do that again.
Commissioner LeConte?
Yes.
Commissioner Jensen?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner McCain?
Yes.
Commissioner Wheatfall?
Yes.
Commissioner Amber?
Yes.
Commissioner Olson?
No.
All right. So that was 6 of 7. For McCain versus 4 for 7 of Commissioner Amber. So the motion is carried. Commissioner McCain, Chairman McCain, will be the vice chairman of the Planning Commission for this next year, 2021. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody. At this point in time, there is an option, Commissioner Olson. The option would be you could either serve as chair for the next special meeting that's coming up, or you could defer that to next month. What would be your choice for that?
Commissioner McCain, I would be definitely agreeable to have you finish the evening up.
All right. Well, we can go ahead and do that. So at this point in time, I don't believe we have any other business. It is now 6:13 p.m. I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting, keeping in mind that our next opportunity to join the Zoom call is at 6:30 with the council. So would someone like to make a nomination from the floor to adjourn?
Really quick, Chair McCain. If I could, please, I just wanted to quickly just give you an overview of what to expect tonight. I thought that might be helpful.
Very because good.
We didn't really have an agenda because we were still trying to figure it out and put it together. So how tonight's meeting we're hoping will work is that I will open, Chair McCain will open the meeting as the chair, and then turn it over to me. And then I will do an introduction of Blue Line. You know, it's kind of an introduction of the meeting. Then I'm going to introduce Blue Line, who's our consultant. They're going to give a brief overview and summary again of like their housing action plan and the housing needs assessment. And then they'll turn it back over to me. And then I'm just going to kind of set like the purpose of tonight's meeting, which is basically having an open discussion and having the council inform the Planning Commission of how best to go about moving this housing action plan forward. So then we'll just go into the open discussion, and I know Blue Line will be there to take some notes, and what I'm anticipating will happen is that we will create another draft after tonight's meeting. Now, whether or not we have another joint session to bring that back, you know, to discuss further, or the council will ask me to bring that second draft back to you next month, or hold a special meeting later this month to look at the draft, like, I'm not really sure how that's going to go yet. But that's kind of what the plan is for tonight. So once we get through that open discussion, we take a lot of feedback. You know, there's really no agenda for tonight's meeting. The whole purpose of the meeting is just to talk about this housing action plan and, you know, figure out where we go from here and how we get this to the council so that we can then finalize it and get it sent to the Department of Commerce by June 15th. So I just wanted to give kind of a brief overview so you knew what to expect.
Ms. Davis, this is Vice Chair McCain. I have a question for you. Are we going to go through the housing needs assessment? There were some dates and some information in there that seemed to be a little bit out of sorts. Are we going to go through that, or are we going to use that just as a reference piece and just go through the draft housing action plan?
Yeah, it's my understanding that the housing needs assessment is pretty much a done deal. Like, that was put together based off the census results. And so, yes, I also noticed that too, that there was some data in there that wasn't quite right, that needed to be tweaked. But from what I'm understanding is, you know, this is just to kind of, that information was to guide the housing action plan. And so really the housing action plan is now going to be further refined in order to guide us on how to update our housing element of our comp plan and eventually go through our comp plan update in 2024. So these documents really aren't getting adopted into anything. It's more like of an informational data gathering. There are ways to get us talking, essentially, and getting us thinking about the housing that we have in the city. So I doubt that we will need to update the housing needs assessment. It's already been sent to Commerce. I realize that there probably are a few errors. I know I caught some things in there that, you know, were bugging me because it showed like there were more hours in a week than there were really in a week, you know, that people would have to work to make an, you know, a certain house payment. But from what I understand, that it's kind of not that relevant to the conversation, that we're just using that housing needs assessment as a guide to further work on our housing action plan. So does that help?
This is Commissioner McCain again. I just have a question regarding the build out of the MPDs. So it talks, it gives a couple different dates for the build out, a couple different amount of households for the build out. And I know that that is information that's really critical to identifying our real housing need and certainly the affordable housing part. So do you feel comfortable with the fact that although these numbers don't appear to be correct, that they're close enough for us to use?
Well, I think that we don't really use, if the numbers are wrong in the housing needs assessment, we fix that in the housing action plan. I mean, so that's something that we just further refine as part of our housing action plan survey, and we, or not survey, but discussion, I guess, and that we fix that. Yeah, because I mean, I certainly don't want erroneous numbers in our documentation. So, and I know there was something in there that mentioned that the MPD is projected to be fully built out by 2026. Clearly that's not correct. So, you know, we're looking at it that would be built out by, you know, 2044 at this point, you know, between 2035 and 2044 is probably a pretty good guess on that.
Okay, good. Did any other commissioners, is there any other questions so we're really going to use this as a reference piece. We're going to move right into the draft policy and kind of take it from there, understanding that these numbers in the housing needs assessments are estimations and go from there.
Yes. And then we're using that to guide us into the housing action plan, but ultimately, you know, neither one of these documents really get adopted into our code or anything. It's just helping us to better formulate our housing element and update our housing element as we get to that point. We did get a grant from the Department of Commerce, and this grant for $50,000 was to hire a consultant to help prepare the housing need assessment using the data that they had in the census reports and that type of thing. And then from there, that will guide us into this new housing action plan, which we want to get pretty well finalized to help us know how to better update our housing element when we get to that. So as part of the grant, Commerce has given us a deadline of June 15th to turn in the housing action plan. They've already received the housing needs assessment, and they've reimbursed the city for a portion of the cost that we paid the consultant to do that work. And so now we're kind of in the final stretch where we need to get the housing action plan more finalized.
Got it. Thank you. Any other commissioners have any other questions for Ms. Davis at this time?
Commissioner Amber, is the plan essentially going to be like we've done in the past, and that's just go through it from the beginning to the end, or just randomly pick whatever we want to talk about?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure. From what I'm understanding is there really aren't any rules to this, but what I'm thinking the intent of the joint workshop is to just talk through it. You know, we're all assuming that everybody's read it at this point, and they've made some comments that they want to talk about. I don't think we're going to go through it line by line and make revisions to it. But, you know, that's certainly something as we start the discussion at tonight's meeting that, you know, feel free to ask the same questions you've asked me tonight and in the meeting later tonight, because Blue Line could maybe give some additional comments around that. You know, like I said, there really aren't any rules, and I don't have any real agenda on how we're going to do this. So it's pretty open. It's mostly just to get everybody talking. So if you feel like we do need to go through it line by line, I mean, certainly make that comment, and we'll decide if that, you know, the council can decide if that's what they want us to do.
So just for, as a point of clarification, Ms. Davis, are we on equal footing in this meeting with the council? I mean, we're really a participant at the same level as the council as far as our recommendations for this.
Well, I think the purpose of tonight's meeting is to have the council direct the planning commission on how they want them to go about making a recommendation on the housing action plan, or even if they do. I mean, from what I understand from talking with our city attorney, it's not completely necessary that the planning commission even review the housing action plan, but it would be unusual for a planning commission not to review it. Most cities do take this through their planning commission. So, but really the focus of tonight's meeting is to have the council tell the planning commission, you know, what, how they perceive us moving forward with this.
All right. So commissioners, it is different than the comp plan where we went through the comp plan first, made our recommendations to the council. They filtered that and then came back with a final comp plan. So, well, that's good to know. I think there, there's gonna be lots of questions, probably more questions than answers tonight, but it should be a good discussion. So any other questions from the commissioners? All right, well, I guess we will look forward to part two coming up in just a few minutes. So at this point in time, I would entertain a motion from the floor to adjourn this meeting.
Commissioner Jensen, I would move that we adjourn the meeting.
May I get a second, please?
Second, Commissioner Olson.
Thank you, Commissioner Olson. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor signify yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much, commissioners. We'll see you in 6 minutes.